Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to a special episode. I'm going to actually bump some other episodes and put this one ahead of it because this is going to be episode 100. And of course, I got to do something bigger. So it's going to be House of the Dragons. What a great series. I had some ups and downs to it. I had some thoughts that are probably going to make some people angry. And I can't say that I don't care. Of course I care. But it's time for some dad jokes. And I found a couple of good ones. I couldn't find anything specifically to the House of the Dragon that I liked, but so I'm going to go to the Game of Thrones version. What is the Night's Watch oath? Crows before hoes. I shouldn't have liked that one as much as I did, but this next one I actually was dying laughing with. And if only if you watched Game of Thrones, I think you would probably appreciate this one. Let me try it again because I'm laughing already. Why do the Lannisters have such big beds? Because they push two twins together and make a king. That is so good. Oh, I hate how clever people are, and I wish I was as funny as they were. What do you call a Lannister girl who outruns her brothers? A virgin. That's so messed up. Oh my goodness. Before we get into that, don't forget about the Buy Me a Coffee app. You want to make me watch something terrible? Throw a donation into the Buy Me a Coffee app. Make sure you write in there what you want me to watch, and I will do that. And you will be known as a sponsor, and I will give you an in-episode shout-out for it. And I really appreciate that. So let's actually get right into it. So this is House of the Dragon. Like, you didn't know that already. The platform is HBO Max. It's got a runtime of 10 episodes, about 40 minutes each. It's got a quick casting of Matt Smith, Olivia Cook, and Millie Alcock. And the rating is MA, of course. So 60 seconds on the clock for House of the Dragon. What's it about? In this prequel of the Game of Thrones saga, we follow the ups and downs of the Targaryen Empire and the conflicts that are a part of it. Why to watch it? From a writing point, it is really good. For example, I can't tell if Daemon Targaryen is a hero or a villain. It seems like every episode it changes, and that's really hard to do and really hard to pull it off and make it believable, and yet they do. It's a testament to the writing. It's a testament to the acting. It's a testament to everything that they're pulling off in this series. The character development comes off really well, even though there's some time jumps and it really bothered some people. I didn't mind it. I'm lying. All this really doesn't matter because you came here for the dragons, and there are lots of them, and there's going to be a lot more moving forward. Why to skip it? Well, lots of reasons. The incest relationships are going to turn people off. The random acts of violence are always going to bother people. And if you don't like dragons, but who doesn't like dragons? Funny thing is, I was a tad let down by this one. I was expecting Game of Thrones, and what we got was the Diet Coke version of Game of Thrones. Not saying it was bad, it's just what I was feeling the whole time I watched it. It left a little bit to be desired, but besides maybe the final scene, which was tremendous, and that's why I have hope for this. But the first season was more foundation building and story building in the background of the characters. I'm hopeful for a better season 2 throughout, and the way it leads off at the end of the series, it's doing exactly what I wanted. That felt like Game of Thrones. Rating out of 10. I'm going to go with a 7.8 out of 10 on that. I was really hopeful for a much improved season 2, and we're going to see what happens. I'm not saying this is bad. Actually, I think it's great, but the whole time it felt like something was missing and something was off. It's its own unique series, and I'm trying to be reflective of that, but it felt a tad off for me. Well, that's going to make people angry. So that's your 1 minute movie review for House of the Dragons. I really liked it. I thought it was a good series. I just was expecting something different. And maybe I should have tempered my expectations. Did you like it? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Let me know at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me and I will follow you back. I'd love to interact with people. We do it every day. Thanks for listening. Please share me with a friend. It's the only way for us to truly grow the podcast, and I really appreciate it. If you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we watch House of the Dragons, and somehow, inattentionally or subconsciously, I ended up playing Cisco's Unleash the Dragon as I was watching one episode, and I'm like, well, this is two different dragons we're talking about. Wait, what?